This is the Solid Signal podcast for the week of April 15th, 2024. And it's just me again. And I am still looking for more interview guests because those seem to be really popular podcasts. And I'll say again, if you want to be a guest on the Solid Signal podcast, even if you think that you don't have a great story to tell, I'm interested in hearing from you. Go ahead and leave a comment anywhere you get this podcast and I will find it, or go to blog.solidsignal.com, go all the way to the bottom, click on contact the editor and send me an email. That's how it works. And that's a great way to transition into this week's podcast, which is all about internet service providers and all about why it is that we seem to hate them, which is kind of a strong word. Hate is a strong word, and it's one of those things that I think you have to reserve for very, very small groups that, you know, you don't necessarily want to spend a lot of time hating in life. But the funny thing is that if you ask people who they do hate, their internet service provider almost always seems to be one of them. They hate interacting with them. They hate spending time with them. And whether it's their cell phone provider or their home or business internet service provider, nobody seems to like them. And I got to say, if I were working for one of these major ISPs or cell phone companies, I kind of get a little bit depressed by the end of the day from the fact that everybody does seem to hate these groups. And the hate is not necessarily earned in a lot of cases, but it is universal. And I was thinking about this last night, and I wanted to ask myself, why is it that everybody hates their internet service provider? I mean, it's like, you know, you can really, in this world, never get anybody to agree on anything. And yet, I think everybody agrees on that. So I thought long and hard about it. And I came to a conclusion. The conclusion is kind of a paradox. And you got to bear with me for just a second, kind of try to understand it. So the thing is that we love our internet. For those of us who are not digital natives, who were born at a time that there was no such thing as home internet, the internet still has this kind of really cool sheen to it. Even though we don't think about that on a daily basis, every so often it creeps into the front of our consciousness how cool it is that you can get virtually any piece of information ever made at any time, in any place, and get it anywhere on a little device that's a little bit larger than, you know, a deck of cards. That is incredibly, incredibly cool. And the fact that we get speeds that are unreasonable. I mean, the ability to download an entire high-definition movie in something like 3 minutes, if you've got the right internet speed, that is just beyond what you would really honestly think about if you were thinking rationally about this stuff all the time. So the paradox is that as much as we love our internet, that it doesn't feel like the people who sell it to us love it as much as we do. And when our internet goes down, something so valuable to us on such a basic level goes down, when we can no longer connect, we feel lost. We feel scared because all of a sudden a large part of who we are, our online personality, is no longer accessible. We may not be able to communicate with friends. We may not be able to work. Suddenly we are a completely different person than we were when we had internet connection, and it's scary. And so a lot of people will call their internet service provider if they can make a call, if they can, you know, borrow somebody else's phone who has service, or if the home internet goes down or something like that, then they will make that call. And what they get on the other side of the line is somebody who does not take them seriously. Somebody who does not understand how important internet is to our lives, because they put us on hold and they make us wait and they make us press one for this and two for that. They don't treat us like we're important, even though we're calling them about something that is so important to us. And if you're in a business, even more so. Even more so, business internet is a must these days. It's not optional. Business internet is how you process all of your payments. It's how you make your phone calls. It's how your customers reach you. If your internet is down, you are down. You are out of business. You're not pulling out one of those old machines from 1975 with the carbon paper and the whole thing just so you can take credit cards. You are cooked and you need help. You're powerless, you're scared, and you're calling this large company and asking for help, and they do not respond. That's what people say, is they do not like their internet service provider, and it's because they don't take it seriously. They don't. And that's really what I want to talk a little bit about. And you know, you can tell me that if there's somebody out there, please, who loves their internet service provider, please do me a favor and tell me, because I don't think I have ever heard that in my life. It seems to be totally universal that nobody does like their internet service provider. So, you know, fair is fair. If somebody does, fine. But more often than not, you don't. And that's where I want to talk about the difference that the folks at Signal Connect can provide to you. Now, Signal Connect is not an internet service provider. So in the end, you will have to deal with somebody to get your internet service if you have a technical problem with it. However, when it comes to choosing the right internet service, at least we can get you started and off on the right step, on the right foot, as it were, because Signal Connect works with dozens of internet service providers all across the country, cellular as well as traditional internet, and what that kind of fixed wireless in the middle, which is internet service specifically designed for home or business that is provided over cellular line. And you've heard the names of the companies that we work with. I mean, pretty much every big name out there is somebody that we work with. And yet we also have a bunch of providers that you probably never heard of. And we can listen to your needs effectively. We will talk about what it is that you really want to get out of your internet service. Is it speed? Is it reliability? Is it price? Or is it a combination of those? Because everybody kind of wants the lowest price and the 100% reliability and the fastest speed. But we can talk about what the most important thing is to you and how that works, whether it's for home, whether it's for business, whether it's for your RV or your boat, however you want to get that internet. We know how valuable it is to you. I totally understand. We will work with you to find the right provider or providers to make sure that you're getting what you want. And then we will make sure that you get all set up. And at that point, the hope is that you're going to get the reliability that you need. But the other thing that we can talk about for you, especially for our business customers, is something called a failover solution. Failover means that you get a second internet service, maybe not as capable, maybe not as fast, but you get something that automatically switches over to that other system if something happens. So if you're in a business and your primary internet line goes down, your customers can still reach you. You can still process credit cards. You can still receive emails and phone calls. Maybe, you know, there's not quite the speed that there would be. Maybe not everybody, maybe, you know, gets the internet at their desk, but you are not out of the business for that day. You're not just completely dead in the water. Failover solutions are critical to business. It's something that businesses really do need. And if it's something that your business doesn't have, it's something that you need to be looking at. And it's something that we at Signal Connect can help you with. You know, this is a little bit of kind of a pitch. I try not to do too many salesy kind of podcasts because I think they turn people off. But every so often, I do have to pay the bills here at the Solid Signal podcast. And this is one of those times. So do me a favor. If you're interested in finding out how much better your internet service can be, call at Signal Connect 888-233-7563. That's 888-233-7563. Tell them Stuart at the podcast told you to call, and that's probably not going to get you a discount, but it will make the person on the other end of the phone chuckle, which is, I guess, something. So give a call. Try to make sure that you are getting the best deal that you can. Our folks at Signal Connect will help you do that. That's it for the podcast for this week. It's a little bit shorter one. I get that. But as I said, I try to minimize these kind of salesy ones. I don't let them drag on quite as much because I think they're probably a little less entertaining. And I understand that. Like, subscribe, and leave a comment anywhere you get this podcast. Makes me look good to my boss. And that has never been more important. So check out solidsignal.com for everything that you need to live your best digital life. And as I said, Talk to the folks at Signal Connect if you want to find out what real customer service can be. I'll give you that number one more time. It's 888-233-7563. Have a great week, and I will see you next week. I'm trying to line up an interview so that you don't have to just listen to me droning on. Maybe you can kind of learn a little bit something from somebody new. Until then, see you soon.